I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big day.
It was a big day.
We called this. Yesterday we said.
Easiest prediction in the entire world.
If Shador gets work on 11-on-11s, it's going to be the talk. And Shador had a Shadot, as it's known. A absolute dime to Caden Davis, who I'm told is a Browns receiver. And it punched in the end zone for a big play there.
Caden Davis having the day of his life, is he not? He actually, I think he got in a game last year.
He did, I think,
at one point.
Yeah.
I'm not watching a lot of, what college did he go to? It was a very tiny school.
Missouri, I believe.
Northwest Missouri. Have not caught a lot of Northwest Missouri games in my life.
Not yet. Now you might.
What a day for that young man, though.
Yeah, good for him. You're now internet famous.
I do love the idea that we did like Zapruder film on whether or not he stayed in or out on the catch.
Yeah, that was the wildest thing where people are like, not a touchdown. It's like, you really don't have fun, do you?
the fun burglar is the one that in OTAs, in voluntary OTAs, wants to go ahead and see if it's in or out.
I'm going to have to be the guy that when 3 weeks from now somebody's like, he threw a beautiful touchdown in minicamps. I'm going to have to be the guy that is the fun police that says, that was 3 weeks ago, we've moved on. Like, let's not put too much stock into that. And I'm telling you, if you're saying, not a touchdown, you might, like, maybe take a vacation.
maybe they'll join you
maybe
in the cabin.
Maybe hire some companionship, get that girlfriend experience going, you know, we're talking about. A little bit of that.
Since we're charting these and we're doing the QB tracker and they're actually keeping track of how many touchdowns and interceptions, completions and incompletions, maybe that's where these people feel warranted.
Or it's just, that's just what people do in OTAs.
What, chart the every single quarterback and their completions and incompletions? We don't do that.
I mean, we do a fair amount. We've done this for other quarterbacks. We sure as hell did it for Deshaun coming off the shoulder injury 2 years ago.
Not voluntary OTAs.
Yeah, I feel like this is way more commonplace than we realize.
No. Mac, do you think this is more commonplace than we realize? People lost their minds last week when they started charting these plays.
I think that you see a lot of the highlights, but I don't know about tracking completions.
I mean, Elliott Shore Parks in Philly, this is like his lane.
You've gone back to this twice now because this is the only person that you have an example to. But that's also when the Eagles take on other teams. That's a different portion than right now.
I disagree.
All right, we're going to have to disagree on this then.
You know what? Gentlemen, huzzah. Thank you.
I wish we would have asked Albert, because Albert was gobsmacked last week when he saw people were charting plays for this whole ordeal.
It really is. Speaking of the Etch-A-Sketch memory, it's funny that we have the same reaction every year because somebody does it. I'm not saying it's like everybody. I shouldn't have said everybody. Somebody does it, whether it's in Cleveland or in here or in here or in Philly or in here. Somebody does this kind of stuff, and it is usually built around like a rookie quarterback or somebody incendiary, and then we go, oh, man, they're doing that. That's funny. And then half the people freak out about it, and half the people go, no, listen to it. They've got a real good point here.
Is it making it more fun for you or less fun for you this time around?
It doesn't really impact me either way. If you saw the throw that Shador had and said, that's my quarterback, God bless you. Seriously. Like, if that's all you needed, he's a Browns quarterback, get excited about him. Dude, it's June. Like, whatever you want to do. If you're charting his passes, seems like a mental illness. Like, seems a little seems a little much for me. But you know what? If it makes you happy, June here, we got beautiful weather out, do it. Right? And if you're the person who watches Shador and goes, doesn't have it, okay. Seems a little bit negative for June, but whatever you need to do.
Well, and we're getting, I don't know that we're seeing as many people that are saying that same theme. What's interesting about, and really not only this Wednesday, but last Wednesday, and basically anytime it feels like the media has been able to be around Shador Sanders, they all seem to walk away impressed. And then every single time it feels like, oh, that was a great throw by Shador. That was a nice job by Shador. And I don't know, is he getting the best opportunity? Maybe it doesn't seem that way, but he certainly seems like he's impressing a lot of people, Nick.
Yeah, but that's kind of what you're supposed to do in OTAs,
even
right?
Our own Daryl Ryder. Daryl was out there tweeting today saying he looked much better than Dylan Gabriel
but
did.
But he's never surprised. You he know saw it, this coming.
Yeah, you know it takes a lot for Daryl to break. It takes a lot for Daryl to go ahead and put that out there like that. He's like, yeah, he looks much better than Dylan Gabriel did today. Like, this is, Shador's impressing people.
I listen, Radu on Twitter.
Left and right, he's impressing people.
Radu on Twitter talking about the charting throws, saying, yeah. Quarterback charting in OTAs is a colossal waste of time. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Well, no one's debating whether it's a waste of time or not.
Yeah, the waste of time is putting any inference or meaning into it. Like, if you want to do it, if you need to pass the time so badly, and if you're going to keep track of it, like on an Excel document, honestly, do it. If it makes you happy, if it strikes you as interesting, the colossal waste of time is going, ooh, he went 6-for-11 today. No, I don't think this is the guy. And then a day later, he went 11-for-11 on 11-on-11s. I think this is the guy.
If you're using it to go, again, back and forth, I think that's a little silly, obviously. But I do think there is things you can take away with the idea that every time we see Shador in front of these media members, they all walk away impressed. Like, that is something. The gradual build can be had.
Because I figured out the perfect analogy.
Okay, what do you got?
It's like roadkill. I saw
a deer on the highway driving to work yesterday, and it was, it wasn't that dog that Katie saw. Wasn't that
too soon?
Well, maybe. All right, go ahead. Go with your analogy. Let's think about it being the dog Katie saw.
I've seen roadkill my entire life.
Yeah.
And every time, especially if I'm driving, I look and I go, oh, interesting. Sometimes that's a shame. And then I keep driving. That throws an OTA. Oh, he went 7-for-7 on 11. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then you just keep driving. It's that simple. You have to stop and be like, now, what do you think those, what kind of passes were they?
No, but you don't have to do that. You can develop little trends in this, right? Like, let's pretend every time you drive by and you see the roadkill on the side of the road, and it's like, oh my God, it's a moose. What the hell's a moose doing out here? And then 2 weeks later, you drive by and it's, oh my God, it's another moose. And then another week later, another moose. Wouldn't at some point you turn around and be like, what the hell's going on with all these dead moose around here?
I just would think
something's a little wrong here, isn't it?
I think I'd just say we got a lot of dumb mooses.
I would be like, you can't sprinkle in a deer on the side of the road. Why is it exclusively moose that are ending up dead on the side of this road? Every time we do one of these media portioned practices, Shador comes out smelling like roses. At some point, we're seeing a trend here a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. But all right. One
enough to be like, what's going on?
Yeah. It'd just be, man, sure seems like there's a lot of mooses walking on roads. That's all. Like, and then you keep driving. That's it. You just keep driving. Like, this idea, like, guys, it doesn't matter that he's impressing people in the Browns beat, because in the end, he's got to do that like 75 times over to get the damn job.
Yeah, but isn't it much better than if we watched him come out here and for 3 weeks straight, it was like, if they're saying the same things they're saying right now about Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, no. I would much rather, like, Joe Flacco, Shador, these are guys who are getting really good reviews. That's nice. That's nice peace of mind in June. But I don't think it means anything for camp. I shouldn't say anything. I don't think it means everything for camp.
By the way, Flacco today only had 7 throws. Everybody else had double-digit throws. Flacco only had 7.
What does it mean? 216-474-0092.
Felt like Stefanski was trying to showcase the rookies a little bit more, did it? Was he not?
Is Flacco the moose in the road?
No, Shador was clearly the moose in the road in this. It was the continuance.
I meant because Joe's career is dead.
Oh.
Because the 7 throws.
Like the dog that Katie saw.
I'm still not ready for it. 216-474-0092. How much value do you put in this report that we've got to get to that we haven't told you about just yet? So it happens when you go back to what's the topic going to be here. 216-474-0092. We're restarting. Quick Hits coming up in about 25 minutes. We got Big Shot Bob. Everyone knows Robert Horry at 340. Many time NBA champion Daryl Ryder coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk about the moose in the road. Is it Shador? Is it Joe Flacco? And Eric Bolin, Cleveland's own Yankees beat reporter for the Newsday, and formerly of WRRO in Youngstown, local boy done good. But as we get started, how much stock? Hey, Shador, big throw. What do you think? And there is a report out there on Shador Sanders. Might be music to JP's ears. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I do love how it made it sound like the report was that she's talked to people in the building. They're like, even they're like, if he wasn't small, you guys have no idea.
You'd love him.
How great he would be. Okay, great. Fantastic.
Quick Hits coming up in just about 20 minutes here. That was Kimberly Martin today on Get Up. And obviously, we're going to focus on the Shador part of this. Music to your ears there, JP?
Well, I mean, I told you, I don't know that him starting week one isn't the best thing in the Shador Sanders business, like the best thing for the Shador Sanders business, mainly because I think that it's just a gauntlet of a schedule early on.
Sounds like fear to me.
It's not fear. It's
it
more.
It sounds like fear
it's
to me.
It's not fear. It's just
if you
it's
believed
an
in him, it'd start
no,
week one.
That's silly, and you know that's silly. If he ends up being the starter week one, am I going to be very like, oh my gosh, he's in over his head? No, but it is with the understanding that the quarterbacks he's playing is going to be.
I don't think you can have it both ways. I don't think you can be like you gotta puff out your chest like a peacock if he starts week one. No,
no, not necessarily. I think patience would want to be the order of the day if we were talking about it. And I don't know that this fan base is going to have the patience to if whoever starts week one by week five or week six going through that gauntlet, you're not going to have a lot of wins on the schedule.
All right, I'm not trying to be Johnny Jam up here, but if you thought he was worth the number two pick in the draft, why wouldn't like so? Okay, if you thought he was worth the number two pick in the draft. Would you want him to start week one?
I think it's an easier entry point for Shador to be week five or week six. And I think the way that this whole thing has started to trend, that is what makes the most sense to me. You go Flacco first, Pickett first, and then let them take that gauntlet, that early part of the schedule where you're taking on Joe Burrow, you're taking on Lamar Jackson, you're taking all these guys, and then you go week five, week six, and then you're off to the races.
So there's a part of me that when there's a part of me that the report bugs me. There are people in the Browns building who believe Shador can 100% be the starter. And it bugs me for a few reasons. It's a very generic report. One, who are these people in the Browns building and what, like...
Did you talk to the janitor?
Yeah, did you talk to some of the performance staff that just got let go?
Maybe that's why they got let go.
That's why they're talking
they're,
now.
They're talking, Joe Sheehan, watch out.
Like, and so that's one part of it of like... All right, because it's a difference. Like, if Jimmy Haslam is the one that believes that, and Stefanski and Barry don't, well, that could lead to a malfunction at the junction. If Tommy Rees believes that and Kevin doesn't, that's a really interesting dichotomy of who would believe and who wouldn't. So the other part of this is he can 100% be the starter. There's no timeline on that. So. You can infer, well, does that mean week one? Does that mean week six? Or does that mean 2 years from now? And so I think that's right. Where, like, trying to take this report and really, really, like, sink your teeth into it, there's a little bit of, it's January 4th, and this feels like a report that you would have that doesn't necessarily, I'm not saying it doesn't have merit. Kimberly, I think, is probably one of the most underrated talents at ESPN. I think she's fantastic. But it doesn't, this report left me wanting like three follow-up questions with Kimberly
right.
in the moment.
Well, and more importantly, the timing of it, right? Like, are the people in the Browns building suggesting it could be week one, or are they suggesting just at some point this season?
Yeah, because...
That's the most important question.
At some point, one of the two quarterbacks you drafted will have to look like a guy who could start in the NFL. Not necessarily even this year, but in the next 2 years, if both of those guys, any chance they get on the field, they look like DTR... I mean, I don't care that it's three mid-round quarterbacks or, I don't care. Like, at some point, one of those guys, DTR can't because he's not here.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anymore, but one of those other two guys has to look like something.
Yeah, the timing of it is what I'm trying to zero in on. But I think it was a very vague report. I think Kimberly, I wish she would have... She's not going to put anyone's name on it, but like, I don't know. Do you think it's crazy to think that inside the Browns building in the past 3 weeks, they've developed maybe a fondness for Shedeur Sanders that even when they drafted him, it didn't appear like they had?
No. And I also think
I don't know
that there was a definitive edict of, hey, if you're going to come here, leave all that, you know what in behind. It wouldn't surprise me though, if the Browns, when they drafted Shedeur, were very honest about why they didn't draft him until the fifth round.
Right, and obviously there came a lot of skepticism attached to him. That's why they took a quarterback in the third round, thinking they were out on the Shedeur Sanders business, and then took him in the fifth round. But you can tell in the past few weeks, like, he is not only just won over, it seems like, every media member in this town. I would bet the Browns are like, oh yeah, this guy's a lot better than I thought he was going to be in a lot of areas that we thought he was going to be.
So, but with what we're saying there, hey, kid, this is why you fell to the fifth round. In our opinion, we believe in you. Here's what we expect from you. Yeah, I mean, if 3 weeks in, he's doing everything they tell him to, which when you grow up a coach's kid and when you grow up a, you know, son of an NFL Hall of Famer, like, it stands to reason that it doesn't take a lot of direction for him to do what they want him to do. Yeah, I would imagine that he's changed some minds there in Cleveland already. Because I do think there were people that came in at a fixed point of bleep that kid. I think it's that hard to move away from bleep that kid to, yeah, he's not so bad.
But again, like, even Daryl with just a limited time around him and limited interaction with him now. But in the pre-draft process, he had a lot of red flags when it came to Shedeur. And in the past 48 hours, I've seen him defend the idea that Shedeur Sanders is really good when it comes to talking to the media and really good at representing himself. And then also we saw today, he was just waxing poetic about how good he looked and the throws and how much better he was than Dylan Gabriel.
Now, you and I both get conflated with being Shedeur guys, right? I can't take that mantle because you are the Shedeur guy. You were on this since day one, and
people accuse you of being a Shedeur guy?
Yeah. Well, no, it's the same thing of there are people out there who will say you're the biggest hater in the world, and then the next person will say you're the biggest homer in the world.
Oh, okay. So for anything, they listen to
one take on it, sure. Or you talk a lot about Shedeur, so you must be a Shedeur guy. What I will say is, in this quarterback battle, there are two quarterbacks who I want to win the job. And I'm basing that not off anything other than talent. I don't think Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett has starter talent in the NFL. So if either of those guys plays, I'll feel like Sam Monson felt about Joe Flacco. Those guys, to me, are a waste of my time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't even say right now. Kenny Pickett, to me, is just a waste of time. Dylan, now at this point, like, I don't know the circumstances which I'll be comfortable until he actually gets out there on the field and shows me something that I didn't already see at in the three stops in college previously. So when it just comes to the physical talent, do you have the physical talent to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? That's Joe Flacco or Shador. So it stands to reason, like, if I heard that Shador has less than zero chance, I'd be pissed. I would. And I don't, like, again, I think if he starts, I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. But I don't want to start a kid who might just be a good backup one day in Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett. I don't. I don't have that. That's not interesting to me.
Yeah, you want to go for the gusto a little bit. You want to find out
how wrong I might be on Shador when I say I think he could be a solid starter but not a great starter. Oh, I want to find that out. Was I 100% right?
Isn't that like the fun part of the season?
Well, and or is he more closer to a franchise quarterback than we realize?
And it could be. And that's the thing, though. It could go either way. That's the beauty of sports in this. But what I love about the idea of the Shador convo is that in just 3 weeks' time, he has managed to showcase people why exactly so many people in Colorado fell in love with him. Like, I'm impressed at how quick this has gone down this way, and how every single time we have an OTAs or some sort of time where he gets to showcase himself in front of the media, everyone just walks away with this just glowing remarks. It's incredible. It's consistent is what it is.
Now, this is where we have to pump the brakes.
Hold on, that's a good thing with Shador, by the way, we need to point out. And this is something that I think when a lot of people looked at him on tape, it's like, well, what does stand out? And well, it's like, well, showcasing your accuracy and showcasing your vision and all that stuff, consistency matters in a big time way. Like we talked with Menigan before the show, he was talking about his golf over the weekend. He's like, yeah, I was good for three rounds, and then for the next four holes, I couldn't hit the ball straight at all. I had some warm burners in there, and it's like, yeah, what makes golf
hard? That's the only way I golf.
But the difference between like you and someone that, you know, like golfs on a consistent basis and does it,
or is good.
Is good is the consistency. Right? The consistency part of it is a big deal with it. That's what separates it. Anyone can have a good hole, have a good nine holes. Anyone can have one good camp. Seems like every time Shador Sanders takes the field, he's having a good outing.
You blew past the right part of that because I was going to make a Bonnie Blue joke and just this whole show is going to go somewhere.
Easy now. Now. You let me finish it.
This is where...
Just like Bonnie. Easy now.
This is where I am... Well done, first off. This is where I do pump the brakes a little bit. And not on you, because I actually think you've been doing this very subtly for a couple weeks now. Loved the video we saw today on 11-11. Really did. A lot of fun. That's a great throw. It is a video in camp, so let's not go. But to me, I'll be surprised if Shador wins the job. And I think that's where we should all be coming from. Like, the person on Twitter who anytime we talk about Shador goes, he's a fifth-round pick and the last quarterback in the room. That should be the element of the truth that we cling to until he's named starter. Even if there are reports, he's the second for the job, he's this, that, the other. That's all noise. And we'll react to it because we got time. But the point is, like, as of right now, I don't even know surprised is a strong enough word. If Shador starts week one, I will be shocked. And yeah. I think that's the mentality we have to have.
Yeah.
So one, we can give proper credence to, holy crap, the kid did it. And two, proper credence to, he's got a ways to go, not just in nebulous people's eyes, but in the Browns' eyes as well.
It's an incredibly tall mountain that he's got to climb if he's going to try to become the starter week one. Like, it seems like it's not in the cards right now, even though he's having himself a nice couple weeks. Like, it's just, there's just so much he has to go. He just now went from last week, again, this all just based off of what we were seeing, where he didn't get any 11 on 11s and didn't have as many opportunities as everyone else. Now it feels like he's getting a little bit more and a little bit more, but he's so far behind everyone else when it comes to, I think, how the Browns viewed everything entering this whole entire camp.
Now, I don't think the gap is unbridgeable, but I think Shador has to have like a flawless camp and like a flawless summer to start week one.
It's got to be irrefutable that he's the answer and he's the only option in order for them to actually make that. And I'd make the same case for Dylan Gabriel, too.
Yeah.
Either one of the rookies. Like, it had to be irrefutable that every single time they were the best quarterback and the option that gave this team the best chance to win. And I think with Joe Flacco in the building, I think it's going to be really hard to be able to pull off.
Well, and so it's going to be really hard, but like, it's just, we do start with how tough of a start of the schedule you have. He is a fifth-round rookie, no matter where people thought his talent was. There's a lot of... And there's... like there might be people in the organization who it takes a gigantic burden of proof to erase what they thought of Shador, because that one of the things that annoys me about how we talk about people in organizations is we give them this, we put them on this pedestal. They're human beings just like you and me. So there are fans out there who are like, that kid better be the second coming of Joe Montana when his ass hits that field. Guarantee you there's still people in the Browns organization who feel that same way.
Which is what some people in Pittsburgh said that Kenny Pickett looked like after his first training camp. So get ready for it.
And also Mahomes and every other great quarterback
was. They were right about Mahomes. The problem with Kenny Pickett is that they were obviously wrong.
Camp Kenny. It's a real thing.
It was a real thing.
Good camp, Kenny. You're not getting the job. 216-474-0092. How much of a surprise would it be if Shador won the job? And we got quick hits coming up. That's leading off with a member of the Browns coaching staff talking about Shador's progress in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
We do have an update on Shador's progress momentarily here, but maybe more important and pressing news here is we have another crop dust gate continues on here in the studio, and it should be noted that we got a message here recently, just within the last within the show, now new accusations not geared at Jake Murren, who yesterday could have crop dusted.
Well, yesterday we did wonder if there was a second shooter.
Yeah, whether there was a second crop duster on the glassy knoll. So there's new accusations. Mac, I'm sorry, this person hurled at you.
Yeah, and this is not either one of us, by the way.
But
yesterday,
our source,
very clearly, I hurled that at Jake.
Our source says Mac must be full out letting it rip in that studio. Just felt like I got all out crop dusted 100 times over.
Mac's facial reaction is great.
Mac loved it. Mac loved it when it was
so
Jake Murren was the crop duster.
He's so pissed.
No, because I have a pretty good idea of where this is coming from.
Really? So, where do you think that is? Our sources.
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Well, I mean, technically, if you were crop dusting, we'd know exactly where it's coming from.
Well, we know where the crop dust part of it is coming from.
Looked at that I was Confucius.
Yeah, no, clearly. Mac, what do you say for yourself here? Were you the initial crop duster? Did I put blame on Jake in an unfair way?
Absolutely not, because I don't leave the studio.
Yeah, but you open the door. You do open the door. It can waft in. I think there could be a wafting. Listen, I believe you. I'm just saying, your defense, this is like the Twinkie defense of crop dusting. I don't leave the studio. One, it's not entirely true. You open the door, you walk in, you open the door, you talk a little bit. You could absolutely be the crop duster. I don't think that's the right defense.
Are we missing proper etiquette attached to what should happen in this scenario? Should he get up and leave the room to then pass gas, or is that too much to expect?
I mean, I just think, listen, it is his box.
It's his own little area.
I have the fan constantly going here anyway, too.
That actually is going against you, because that fan could help waft into the studio.
That does help waft it.
Yeah.
It gives it life in a way that it probably shouldn't.
He realized he just handed us the gun and said, don't you dare shoot us now.
Don't you shoot us.
I want you to know, if anybody had just come forward and said, I was the one that did
it. Yeah, this could have all been over yesterday if Jake had just owned up to it.
We would just be like, hey, remember that time Jake crop dusted us or Matt crop dusted us? But the fact that, I believe you and I are intellectually honest hosts.
Yeah, naturally.
If you and I were crop dusting this bad boy, we'd be the first to own it. And I just feel like our young Padawans here can't do the same, and it makes me a little sad.
Omaha!
You got the Omaha treat.
Yeah.
Mac is done with the convo.
I'm gonna start reverse crop dusting. I'm gonna start walking into your area and crop dusting and then denying it and see how you like it.
Something's happening here. Something's definitely happening. We got two different accusations on two different pieces of this team that we've built over here. Something's happening. It's too intentional at this point, Nick.
That's how you know they're...
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guilty.
You or me?
You.
No. Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because mine was the crop dusting.
I didn't know if the crop dusting thing counted or not as yours.
Sure did.
Yeah, okay. That's... Dynamite drop it. All right. Let's see. David Sampson. You know him. He's Dan Lebatard, Meadowlark, all those different places now. And he was talking about the Royals calling up the top prospect. Should I go for it? Should this be my Giannis Antetokounmpo moment?
Yes.
Where I try to do it. Jack Caglianone.
I don't think it's known. I think it's
Caglione.
Caglione?
Caglione. Is it Noni?
Caglione.
It's not like a Noni.
Caglione. I think the N is silent.
Oh, I thought it was like a known type
thing. Just depends which N it is.
Talking about him.
Okay. What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will not, he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th? I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue, that's a bunch of horse hockey.
Horse hockey.
Oh, is it a bunch of horse hockey?
You're not going to be able to get past his voice, are you?
Oh, no, he's like...
So June 17th is the date that his big case is June 17th. If they had waited 13 days...
Isn't that Juneteenth? I think it is.
What's that?
I thought it was Juneteenth. June 17th. I think that's the day of Juneteenth.
June 19th is Juneteenth.
Oh, I was off by 2 days.
Just
okay.
2 days. You'll get all there. Right. Yeah, it's still a new holiday. You'll get there.
Sevens look like nine if you're drunk.
I hear that all the time. But does he make a case that they should have just waited basically 2 weeks, whereas the Royals look at it like, we got to get him up here as soon as possible. They have a negative wins above replacement with their three outfielders as far as hitting is concerned right now. So it's been a black hole in a lot of parts of their offense, and they need the bat.
God forbid a baseball team try to do something that had to do with winning and not arbitration. Oh,
I just think it's just trash.
So a little like Dr. Fink on The Simpsons, a little bit.
I don't hate it. Oh, yeah, so I'm not going to continue to do it. It's not good. The point is, isn't this what we want? Don't we want teams to be like, yeah, I know I could save another year here, but we're trying to win right now. We're in a loaded division, and this kid makes a difference for us?
It's 100% what we want. That's why I think this is such an interesting take where David Sampson's like, no team should ever really do this. Wait the 2 weeks, figure it out. But the Royals are bucking that trend because they want Cags up there. They want to be able to put him with Bobby Witt and see this thing go.
I just think it's just really frustrating. It's really frustrating. Like, I know David used to be a business guy, and that's like his angle here. I don't care. No fan has ever wanted to hear, hey, we got to wait 2 more weeks because of arbitration. Just don't say it. Just ignore it. Don't even deny the accusations like the crop duster around here. Just ignore that anyone's actually acting like it happened. Do that as opposed to, Oh, we just care about service manipulation. Ugh.
Omaha!
Tommy Rees, Browns offensive coordinator, commenting. Here he is commenting today after OTAs on Shedeur Sanders' progress.
Look, he's worked his tail off. You know, he's really put in a lot of work, as all those guys are. But you know, you could tell on the mental side of the game and learning the system and calling it and having that rhythm to it, you know, he's put a lot of work and time and effort into that. And then when you do that, the game starts to slow down and you can focus on finding completion. And he's done a nice job of that as camp's progressed.
So how much does OTA progression matter?
I think what matters is the consistency, the fact that he feels like he's winning people over, and the fact that every time we see him, he looks good. I think that part does matter. And yeah, as of right now, we can't find anybody around the Browns to say a bad thing about him.
I just think this is where we just come back to. It's nice to hear.
It is nice to hear.
It is nice to hear. They also wouldn't be telling us if he wasn't, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, ask him about Dylan Gabriel. What's he going to say? The same type of things, despite what everyone else is suggesting on social media about Dylan Gabriel's performance today. They'd say nice things about it. It's that time of the year.
I'm just happy to hear he's progressing. I hope we continue to hear that. At what point, when you hear a coach saying he's progressing, does it matter? I mean, like, truly, like, all right, we should expect something.
Well, at some point, you have to stop progressing. At some point, you just have to be ready, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I think I think that's the point.
Like, now, the fear I would have in this, if I'm the Shedeur truther between the two of us, the fear I would have is they start to take credit for some of what they're seeing with Shedeur, as if, like, they worked the kinks out, and as if, like, we got him to where he needed to be. That's us. We did that. When I don't know that right now, especially right now, 3 weeks after meeting the kid, you can be like, we got him on the up and up and we did this.
Omaha!
Bears DJ Moore has had conversations with Ben Johnson about the wide receiver's body language. This comes after the conversation that Ben Johnson had reportedly with Caleb Williams about his body language. Is Chicago right now focused a little bit too much on the body language of some of their best players?
Yeah, I would just never tell anyone this.
Why? Like, why? Okay, so why was it leaked that the convo happened with Caleb Williams, and now why is TJ Moore out here telling everyone that this is going on?
I don't know. This is wild. By the way, this kind of stuff happens a fair amount.
Oh yeah.
Like it feels subtle stuff.
It feels like majoring in the minor almost. It feels like just why putting an emphasis in the wrong places.
But even like the subtle stuff. Like the coach walking over if a kid just made a bad play and lifting his chin up. Like, this stuff happens a fair amount. You just never talk about it because it's like the worst thing. It's like one of those things where it's like, hey, he's got bad body language.
I mean, what do you think, Ben
it's
Johnson?
Like a character defect.
Do you think he called out DJ Moore for it just to kind of maybe make it seem like, hey, Caleb, I'm not picking on everyone for the body language?
I don't know, but it is wild. Like, one, this happens, and it's not even just, it's like the little stuff, the little minutiae about carrying yourself like a pro that everybody gets. And if you, like, I just would never, because it's immaterial to like, hey, what are you working on right now? If you say body language, you're going to lose 100 games next year.
Like, what's your point of emphasis?
I've never
heard body
a good
language.
Coach, I mean, like, Ditka be like, we're working on, I'm not a good Ditka, by the way. We're working on body language. No, it's, we're doing tackling. We're working passing concepts, really trying to do this blocking thing and get our blocking scheme right.
Every report we get out of Chicago is body language. Okay.
Good gravy.
See how that goes for you.
Omaha!
All right, this is a quick one here. Three blimps in the sky. So three blimps, one sky. I saw it today driving in. I saw people tweeting about it last week. Have we got to the bottom of why we got three blimps in the sky just trailing each other?
You know, Elise's aunt just posted something on Facebook as we got in between the break. I thought she had mentioned, and now I forgot what she had said. It was something there. Hold on. I'm gonna pull up her tweet now, because her Facebook post, because I'm pretty sure she had it in there what exactly it was.
I mean, it's three blimps. That's what it is.
Honoring the 100 year of... I think, is it a 100-year anniversary of something? She used a term I'm not familiar with,
Goodyear,
so I don't want to say it on the air.
Goodyear tweeted this out yesterday, saying, just three legends doing laps in the sky to celebrate the Goodyear blimp's big day. But here's the thing.
100 years?
But they were doing it last night. Are we just doing it? Are we doing, like, so three laps? How long are we doing this?
Well, it was 50-mile-per-hour winds last night. I don't even know how those things were getting around the way that they were.
So, to me, when I see three dirigibles up in the air at the same time, I'm like, are we at war?
Like, did you freak out for a second?
Is Goodyear protecting us from aliens? Why is Goodyear? Why are there the three blimps in the sky?
A three blimp salute.
They're flowing. They're flying in like a. It's not a flying V, but there's like.
It'd be cool if it was
close
a flying
to each
V.
Other.
It'd be cooler if it was.
It's like a formation going on. I'm like, are we? Is this a counterattack? What are we doing here?
So this is a bad job by Goodyear. If it's 100 years and they're trying to celebrate it, we should know that as like a common. Like, yeah, of course. I saw 12 posts and things about it. Instead, people are just like, why is there three Goodyear blimps up there?
Mm. All right, yeah. To celebrate, three Goodyear blimps took to the skies this week, simultaneously appearing over downtown Cleveland around noon today. But it was yesterday as well. Well, good. Listen, we liked it. Now that we know it's not like aliens, we're good. But go blimps.
Wow, wouldn't that be wild if that's what the aliens did? They took over the Goodyear blimps?
Man, it'd be the way you get us.
That's how you get us.
Unsuspecting. Some people are calling this Stephen Vogt's biggest mistake. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.